Trusting God may feel scary, but you aren't crazy. He can be trusted. These songs reinforce that. Today on Homecoming Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Woo! It's a show dedicated to keeping you inspired through gospel music and can't-miss insight and fun from these homecoming friends surrounding me here today.
Yeah, that's us.
Before we introduce them by name, a warm welcome to you, my friend. Thanks for listening in wherever you may be right now, at home, at work, or in the car. Sit back and crank up the joy volume with others around the world listening at this very same time with you.
The joy!
This is going to be good.
It's a lot of joy. Good.
I'm Daniel Britt. That was Kevin Williams.
Yes.
Next to him is Gene McDonald.
Hello.
Around the room, Buddy Green.
Yay. Hello.
Tori Tapp.
That's me.
Lauren Talley.
That's me.
Michael Booth.
What's left of me?
Mark Lowry.
Hey, everybody.
And Bill Gaither, you said it. Today we've assembled with our own stories of faith and trust in a God who never fails us.
How right you are. And my guests today are champions of that message. Buddy Green.
Yeah.
Buddy Green.
Yeah. Buddy Green.
Carrie Underwood. Buddy Green.
Once you get his name right, you want to overuse it, don't you? Yeah.
Carrie Underwood. Hey, it's going to be a good day.
Listen to everybody clapping and singing on this. If we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now.
Boy, is that true?
The whole homecoming game.
Sure do need him now. You need him
Oh, yeah. Oh, bring in the soul here on Homecoming Radio. You sure do need him now. That's good stuff.
Yeah. My public service announcement today, you're all sitting, I know.
We're just leaning in.
And here it is. Enough is enough.
Okay.
Too much stinks.
Okay.
I'm not sure I even understand that. Well, here's the vocal band.
At the completion of the Golden Gate, no, the angels did not celebrate. And when the right boys blew their birds, no angelic shouts were heard. There's only one thing that we're sure about that's gonna make those angels jump and shout. It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice. That's when the angels rejoice.
Now when the light bulb first lit up the town, no, the angels did not dance around. And when the man stepped on the moon, they didn't sing a victory tune.
There's only one thing that we're sure about that's gonna make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice.
That's when the angels rejoice. Now heaven doesn't strike up the band for any old occasion at hand. It's gotta be a special thing to make those angels sing. It didn't bring all heaven to its feet.
And when the first computer was born, they didn't blow Gabriel's horn.
There's only one thing that we're sure about that's gonna make those angels jump and shout.
It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice.
That's when the angels rejoice. Now when the United States became a nation, there was no angelic celebration. But one lost sinner comes back home, they jump for joy around the throne. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout. It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice. That's when the angels rejoice. Ooh, ooh. That's when the angels rejoice. Ooh, ooh. That's when the angels rejoice. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Gaither Vocal Band. That's when the angels rejoice.
Well, well, well.
It's starting to pick up now. You hear that?
You know what? You know what?
Yeah, it is.
The anticipation is building for this moment, and it seems to come earlier and earlier in the show because I think it's highly anticipated. It is the word of the day. If you know the word, please ring in. See if you can guess it.
That.
Okay.
The word is recondite. Recondite. Recondite.
Okay, recondite.
Oh, I know what that is.
Oh, well, there's a surprise. Kevin?
Should I? Recondites. Recondites are all the rage now. They're very fun to use. Recondites are those little abbreviations you use when you're texting someone. You know, like LOL means laugh out loud. Well, that's a recondite. OMG, oh my gosh. ROFL means rolling on the floor laughing. Bill Gaither himself invented two recondites, the VHS and the DVD. And he's still on with it. He invented even more. Just yesterday, he texted me, DMT, dropped my teeth. And just a few minutes ago, I picked up the phone. I got a text from Bill Gaither, MSAF, my stents are flowing. That's what
Thank goodness for that. It's not a matter of right or wrong, really. I think that's
so kind.
But I do have the correct definition. Recondite, it's a formal word used to describe something that's difficult to understand or something that is not known by many people. Mm. Here's one. Despite the A's that she had consistently been earning in school, she was nervous that microbiology was too recondite a subject for her to master.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't get it. Yeah.
that's so helpful.
I'm trying to be a blessing.
It's just so helpful. I'm so helpful. Well, you succeeded.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Buddy Green.
Well, I'm a Pharisee in recovery. With new eyes I can see a big sinner in me. But it's the way of my human heart to confess all the people's sins, reluctant to admit my part or the deeper problem within. But thank God he won't let me be or remain in my hypocrisy. Yes, sooner or later I'll be on my knees, honest to God, a recovering Pharisee. Wow. Well, I'm a sinner and a saint simultaneously. You know I'm not what I was or what I'm going to be. Still I got that old tendency to be all a wicked man can be. It takes more than knowing right from wrong. It takes more than singing gospel songs. It takes a life for the great I am to produce any good in me. He's the vine, I'm the branch, and I'm learning to be honest to God, a recovering Pharisee. If I'm to walk and hit away, I don't have to be a slave to sin. I don't have to let the devil win. Cause the Son of God lives in me, and his promise is to set me free. So Jesus, help my unbelief, so I can follow you faithfully. You the shepherd, I'm the sheep, and you're helping me be honest to God, a recovering Pharisee. Center in me.
Bill and Gloria Gaither present a 2025 Homecoming Celebration Weekend, coming to Lynchburg, Virginia, with dozens of homecoming artists, including the Gaither Vocal Band, Mark Lowry, the Isaacs, Jason Crabb, the Martins, and so many more. A two-day concert event, October 17th and 18th in Lynchburg at Thomas Road Baptist Church. Tickets and details at Gaither.com. Presented by Allocate Ministries, a nonprofit organization.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging. Go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Go back to a classic moment with the Bill Gaither Trio now on Homecoming Radio.
If there ever were dreams that were lofty and noble, they were my dreams at the start. And the hopes for life's best were the hopes that I harbored down deep in my heart. But my dreams turned to ashes My castles all crumble, my fortune turned to loss. So I wrapped it all in the rags of my life, and I laid it at the cross.
Hi, this is Russ Taff, and you're listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
You know, Russ, I can remember when I said, have you heard James Cleveland do Jesus, You're the Best Thing? Mm. Yeah. And he listened to that thing day and night. Boy, when he does this on our concerts, it's magic.
He loves this. Yeah. So do I.
Yes.
Jesus is the best thing.
I've had my share. Of life's ups and downs, but God has been so good to me, and the downs have been few. There again, you could say God has blessed me. There has never been a time in my life He didn't bring me through. So if anyone should ever write my life story. For whatever reason there might be, oh, you'll be there between to me. best thing ever happened to me.
You're the best thing.
One of the greatest voices ever in gospel music, Mr. Russ Taff.
Yes, wasn't that sir. Good?
Yeah. Good song.
Here's a little something to remember. Same water that boils the egg softens as well.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Hey, I'm Marshall Hall. Bill, what time is it?
Marshall, I love you.
I love Marshall, too.
Everybody loves Marshall. But I'm going to answer your question. What time is it? Time now for a country connection.
Country music and gospel music throughout time have always seemed to maintain a close connection, both in style and in story.
And no better connection than this sweet lady, who is obviously very, very popular in the country field, but she also loves her gospel roots. And she's singing now, How Great Thou Art.
How great thou art.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. Promised land. Shall we gather at the river where bright angels' feet have trod? With its crystal tide forever flowing from the throne of God. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful, beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows from the throne of God. Throne of God. Go. Down by the riverside, gonna lay down my burden. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside, the riverside, gonna lay down my burden.
Down by.
Down by the riverside.
Down by.
Down by the riverside.
Down by.
Down by the riverside, gonna lay down my burden. Down by the riverside. Flowing from the throne of God, throne of God. I'm bound for the promised land, down by the river side,
down by the river side.
Hey, buddy, it's good to have you. Anytime you want to drop by, it's always good.
You
know me. We we connect on the phone probably more than anybody else I know in the room, except Mark.
Mark's good about calling it.
Yeah, and maybe it's because of Mary, did you know? I don't know. But we do connect a lot. And it's more than music. Usually it's about family stuff and what's happening in the family.
Yeah.
You got two kids. I got three kids.
Are your phone conversations as one-sided as this is? This is riveting. Just riveting.
We do have good times on the phone. I've loved this man. We have we've known each other since 1986 when Bob McKenzie introduced us. And a friendship started like that. And it's kept going. I can't say that about everybody I've met. But, I mean, with you and Gloria, it's just been a precious friendship, and I'm glad for all the times we get to talk and hang out some together. So I'm glad to be here today. Call me anytime, but if I can be here, I will.
I remember this moment like it was yesterday, and Buddy, you were there. Bill, you were there. The whole vocal band in that wonderful room. Come Ye Sinners, Lost and Lonely.
Oh, I love this song.
Yes, I know.
Come ye sinners, lost and lonely. Jesus' blood can make you free, for he saved the worst among you. When he saved a wretch like me, and I know, yes, I know, blood can make the vilest sinner clean. And I know, yes, I know, Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean. To the faint he giveth power, through the mountains makes a way.
temptation. He is near thee, holds the powers of hell at bay, guides you to the path of safety, gives you grace for every day. And I know, yes, I know, Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner.
That is the great Gaither Vocal Band singing one of our all-time favorites, Yes, I Know. Bill, where did you find that song?
As a kid growing up in that little Nazarene church in Alexandria, Indiana, we would have evangelists come through, the Pierce family, father and a mother and a beautiful 16-year-old daughter. And I was 12 and madly in love with her, you know. But boy, it's the first time I heard a stand-up bass in a church. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, my.
And the mother played the accordion, and the father played the guitar. And the song and the lyric, everything. I wish for every kid that they would have moments like that would just supersede any kind of bad stuff that's going on in their life. And that was a moment.
Well, I've got a reminder for you guys. It's better to give than to receive. So throw your heart wide open and
give it away.
Take whatever you have and give it away.
Georgia writes in to say, today my dad decided to take a little wander off into a suburb he's not familiar with anymore. Cause for concern due to dementia and disorientation, we were on high alert. He carries no mobile phone anymore, so it's a bit tricky to locate him. From the hours of 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. tonight, he was unaccounted for. Police were notified, and looking for him, a woman named Caitlin noticed him sitting on the side of the road on his walker in the heat and thought it was unusual. She drove past and then came back to ask him if he was okay. Dad said he was okay. Caitlin offered him a lift home. When I spoke to her and she wanted no repayment, believe me, I offered. I told her through tears of relief that her act of kindness restores my faith in the human race. God knows we need that more now than ever. Caitlin, whoever you are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What a good reminder to think outside of yourself and give it away.
Give it away.
Give it away.
You gotta give it away, yeah.
Give it away.
You You know, that actually happened to my grandfather. He had dementia in his late years, and somebody left the door open, and he left the house and was gone all afternoon and night. It was in Louisville, and they had the Boy Scouts out looking for him and everything, and found him underneath like a railroad overpass, and he was sitting underneath that. And he was fine, and he said, there was a man who walked with me all night.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh,
my goodness.
Wow. Isn't that something? Wow.
Isn't that great? The
story brought that up to me. Mm. What a blessing that is, and we all should be mindful of the little blessings in life, too, you know. Jeff Easter's daddy, James Easter, wrote this wonderful song at a time in his life when he had virtually nothing, and he was thanking the Lord for everything. Listen.
While the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, and they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to see. And there's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
There's a roof up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around your radio and lean in close. It's that part of the program that gives us this exclusive edge over any other broadcast in the nation. Often referred to as history in the making, you are about to play witness to a buzzworthy musical masterpiece, a true humdinger. Step aside, GVB. Please welcome GKB, the Gaither Kazoo Band.
Yes!
Each member of the Homecoming Radio cast has their very own aluminum and wax paper kazoo wind instrument direct from the Far East under the direction of William Gaither, direct from the west of Highway 9. Take it away, William.
This does not bode well.
Oh, baby.
Nice. I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. Care not for the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free.
Old Daniel prayed,
oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Old Daniel served living God while upon
here
this earth he trod.
He prayed to God,
he prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Care not for cared the not things that fail, but trusted one
that fail. Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
He would not honor men, but he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
The jaws were locked and made him shout. God soon brought him safely out. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served living God while upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Cared not for things that fail, but trusted one.
Things that fail, old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Now, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day.
He prayed to God,
he prayed to God
every morning, noon and night. But you can gladly dare and do the things of God. He'll take us through, old Daniel prayed.
Every morning, noon and night.
Old Daniel served living God while upon
here
this earth
he trod.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Cared not for things that fail, but trusted one.
Things that fail. Old Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Hi, I'm Bill Gaither. You know, for decades now, Gloria and I have had the joy of talking with some of our close friends and lifelong influences on camera and on stages worldwide. We now have a place where you can go and watch these interviews and special stage moments all in one place. We invite you to visit the new Gaither Extra YouTube channel to enjoy timeless moments with some of your favorite artists. We are adding new content to Gaither Extra Weekly. Visit and be sure to click on the subscribe button in the right corner of the page to join our community and receive a notification each time that we release a new video. Relive these stories or discover them for the first time. Gaither Extra, heartwarming stories, everyday encouragement. This is going to be extra good.
Come and enjoy interviews, encouragement through spoken word, laughter, and fun. Enjoy a variety of content collected through the years from your friends at Gaither Music. Search YouTube for Gaither Extra. Here now is Signature Sound Quartet.
There's nothing quite so dear to me as old time four-part harmony from those yellow hymnal pages.
Songs about the Rock of Ages.
I've sung of sweetness by and by in that bright land beyond the sky. But these days I can hardly wait to stroll on through those pearly gates.
There's gonna be
singing over yonder that will make the angels wonder if they ever really knew how to sing. When they hear the saints together sing a song that they can never sing, because it is the melody of the redeemed. Then the host of heaven will join with the forgiven, worshiping the King of Kings. So if you got a reservation, what a joyous celebration, you'll be singing over yonder with me. I can almost hear that angel band marching right through glory land with the ones who've gone before us,
now a part of heaven's chorus.
They're playing all my favorite songs. I can't wait to sing along. So I'll rehearse while here below until it's time for me to go.
There's gonna be
singing over yonder that will make the angels wonder if they ever really knew how to sing. When they hear the saints together sing a song that they can never sing, because it is the melody of the redeemed. Then the host of heaven will join with the forgiven, worshiping the King of Kings. So if you got a reservation, what a joyous celebration, you'll be singing over yonder with me. Singing over yonder. Singing over yonder. Singing over yonder. Knew how to sing. When they hear the saints together sing a song that they can never sing, because it is the melody of the redeemed. Then the host of heaven will join without forgiving, worshiping the King of Kings. So if you got a reservation, what a joyous celebration. Come on, sing, sing, sing.
Over yonder with me.
We'll be singing, singing.
Glad you're here with us. We're having a good old time here at Homecoming Radio. And guys, today's guest artists have just been fabulous. How'd you like my kazoo playing there? Wasn't that good?
Simultaneous kazoo playing.
Nice touch.
John Moore was the second bass singer of the vocal band, but became a wonderful writer. Here is one of his classics, Love in Any Language by Sandy Patty.
Je t'aime, te amo, ya tibia liublu, ani ohevet otcha, I love you. Well, the sounds are all as different as the lands from which they came, and though our words are all unique, our hearts are still the same. Dream our dreams. We know the sting of pain.
from Leningrad to Lexington, the farmer loves his land. And daddies all get misty-eyed to give their daughters hand. Oh, maybe when we realize just how much there is to share, we'll find too much in common.
Patty, Jesse Dixon, and all the homecoming friends.
Well, our goal today was to remind you trusting God may feel scary at times, but he can be trusted. I hope these songs were great reminders of that. Join us again next time, where we'll once again sing the songs of the gospel and bring music and smiles.
Well, we have stocked and loaded homecomingradio.com full to the brim, where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app. You can see the dates and times and places for future Gaither concerts and events and the cruises, all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
You know, we have some great homecoming stations in the state of Louisiana, Cajun Territory, WFLO, WZXX, WBNM, to all of you, a big salute.
Well, as my good friend Jake Hess would always say, things will either get better or get worse or stay about the same. There's not much we can do about it, so let's just leave it in his hands. He can be trusted. See you next week.
See you next week.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.